This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Some news from the U.S. Supreme Court today about people convicted of crimes in foreign countries and their right to own a gun in the United States. The court says they may. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has more.
The court's ruling came in the case of Gary Small, who served 3 years in prison in Japan for attempting to smuggle firearms into that country. When he returned to the United States, he bought a gun from a Pennsylvania gun dealer and was arrested by federal authorities because federal law makes it a crime for anyone to own a gun if he's been previously convicted of a felony in, quote, any court. Small claimed that Congress did not intend to make foreign convictions the basis for a ban on gun ownership. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court, by a 5-3 vote, agreed. Writing for the court majority, Justice Stephen Breyer said that the word any has to be viewed in context. Thus, said Breyer, when one says, I'll go to a film at any theater, that doesn't include theaters anywhere in the world. In this case, he said, Congress gave no indication whether it meant to include foreign convictions, and one of the axioms of American law is that there's a presumption that statutes do not extend beyond the country's borders unless Congress specifies that they do. This case is a good example of why, Breyer said, foreign convictions may differ from domestic ones in important ways. Some conduct that would be a crime in another country would not be here, speaking out against one's government, for example, or in the old Soviet Union, selling goods for personal profit. Also, other countries may not have similar due process protections for the accused. In some countries, a woman's testimony, for example, is discounted if a man offers contradictory statements. Breyer acknowledged that Congress meant to keep guns out of the hands of dangerous felons when it passed this law, but he noted that in nearly 40 years, only a dozen prosecutions have been brought, and Congress is still free to amend the law. Dissenting from the ruling were Justices Thomas, Scalia, and Kennedy. They said any means any, period, and that includes any conviction in foreign courts. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.